This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to a USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 2 hours, Monday through Friday. This call in line, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen, take us with you as you travel, there's a listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. We've got multiple listen lines, and I just wanted to give you the one that's on top of on my list. Today, we're going to be talking about pickling, Pickling 101. We'll be talking about fermented foods, pickled eggs, fatted eggs, and how you can do these yourself. Food preservation. And then we're going to talk about society in collapse, a case study, Geraldton, Western Australia. With us today, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Very, very well. I want to tell our class what happened yesterday, in case you're wondering where I went with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We had a lightning strike, a massive lightning strike hit the farm. And it destroyed a bunch of our equipment. It took out it took out a couple Ethernet switches, took out a computer, monitor, router, and one of the things that I did when we built this house was I put some of our network equipment in metal enclosures, kind of like fire alarm boxes with those hinged steel doors. And so the network switches are in those kind of boxes, protected. And even inside the box, the metal box, the network switches were scorched from this massive lightning strike. So we've got to crawl around this weekend and take a look at the roof and see if there are any holes in the roof and see how many of our electric fence chargers were destroyed. But, yeah, we took a, I would say, pretty darn close to, if not a direct hit right here. And other electronics were destroyed as well. So, yeah, it can happen. It took us a day to get the equipment, get the spare equipment that we had already configured and up and running. And it took the network utility guy to come out and replace whatever he had to do, as well as, you know, in terms of ground wiring and those things that were in the ground, and attenuators for surges, and replace the router. So that's what happened, and you know, it can happen at any time, and we can go off the air, and fortunately we had enough equipment to get back on the air. But eventually, you know, if this keeps up, we're going to run out of spare parts. So that can happen. So Gwyneth, we're going to talk about pickling and sauerkraut and pickled eggs and fatted eggs, and then we'll talk about society in collapse. So how do you want to start?
Okay, I think I'll start with the sauerkraut, because first of all, the reason why I'm talking about this, the other day you mentioned on the air on one of your broadcasts, or it might have been on your page, I can't remember, that you were looking for somebody who knew about these things. And this is kind of an old area of knowledge.
Yeah.
We've been living without refrigeration now here for about 4 years, just under 4 years, 4 years next February. And you've got to have some way to accumulate, you know, a food supply that's not going to go off, okay? And so I just started researching how to pickle stuff because once upon a time nobody had refrigeration. And sauerkraut's a good one because it's really, really simple. And a lot of people think of sauerkraut as just being used for cabbages and kale. It can be used for that. It can also be used for basically any garden vegetable. Now, the most important thing with any sort of preserving is hygiene, 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 okay? You've got to use boiled and cooled water, okay? For some types of preserving, you have to you've got to boil the water. But with sauerkraut, what you do is you boil the water and then make sure that it's cooled down to around about blood temperature, okay? Now, this recipe will go for a gallon jar, okay? So that's 4 litres. While your water is boiling, what you do is you get your vegetables and you cut them up and before you cut them up, obviously, you wash them. You make sure that they're really, really clean. You can even rinse them in vinegar if you want, if you really want to be very, very clean about it. But it's not absolutely necessary. What you can do is you cut them up into around about, if it's leaves of cabbage or leaves of kale, you can actually preserve them whole. A lot of people from like Central Europe and Eastern Europe and Germany and Austria, they actually do preserve their kale leaves and cabbage leaves whole. But I think that it's easier, unless you're specifically going to do it that way, if you cut them all up into about 1-inch square pieces, okay? And you get the pieces and you cut them up while you're making the water boil. Then when the water has boiled and when it's cooled down to around about lukewarm temperature, into that 4 litres, that's 1 gallon of water. Actually, for a gallon jar, you would probably only need about 2 litres of water, but it's probably a good idea to have the 4 litres because you may need to top a bit extra up, okay? So it's best to make the 4 litres of water, then you've got extra and it doesn't matter. You put probably around about 2 or 3 teaspoons of salt and about 1/4 cup of raw milk, okay? The raw milk is the absolutely key ingredient, and that is why you do not put the vegetables into the boiling water while it is still boiling hot, because that raw milk has the culture in it that will actually make the sauerkraut. The 2 teaspoons of salt just stops the the culture from going out of control. You make sure that the salt is thoroughly dissolved before you put the 1/4 cup of raw milk into the mix. You mix it all together, okay, and then what you do is you pack the vegetables into a 1 gallon glass jar. I suppose you could use a stone jar if you have them, or, you know, ceramic or whatever. But, you know, we use glass, big glass jars around here. Whenever I see them in the op shop, I snap them up for this purpose. Until you get, you put the vegetables into the jar until you get quite close to the top, probably about an inch or so from the top, and then you pour the culture in on top of it that you've previously mixed, okay? And then what you do is you have some sort of thing where you can weigh the vegetables down so that they don't float. And then you, for the longest time we were using something like an old thermos lid on top of the culture, just to keep them under the water. But you could use, you know, just whatever you happen to have around, but you must make sure that it's not going to react and make anything toxic. So, you know, nothing made of, for instance, aluminium. Nothing made of anything that's actually going to contaminate your culture, okay?
And it must be clean as well, yes?
And it must be clean. Everything must be absolutely clean and sterile. So we the 1 gallon jar has to be sterilized, and you do that by getting a big a stock pot, and you put probably about an inch or two of water in the bottom of it, and so a stock pot big enough so that the gallon jar can actually fit inside it, and then you put that on top of the stove. You put about an inch or so of water inside the glass jar. That will stop it from cracking, and then it will keep it weighed down. And then you boil the water for about 10 minutes, okay? And that sterilizes the glass jar and the lid as well. Everything must be absolutely clean, okay? And once you've put all of this in and the liquor, you do the lid up and you leave it, okay? And how the cultures in the milk will start to digest the vegetables, and after 6 weeks you can start eating it.
There you go.
And it's done.
And we come back, tell us, what do we do once it's ready for consumption? How do we keep it? We'll be right back. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com. Or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia, and you know she's been living without refrigeration for about 4 years, and so when you attempt that and when you live off the grid, there are certain things that you're going to have to do if you want to preserve food. So we're talking about pickling, and we'll talk about pickled eggs and fatted eggs and fermented sauerkraut. We're talking about fermented sauerkraut right now. So Gwyneth, once you have the sauerkraut ready for consumption, how do you keep it so that you don't have to eat it all at one time?
Well, this particular recipe, you keep taking it out as you need it, and as long as your utensils that you're serving with are absolutely clean, okay, you know, you can just keep taking it out. And because it's a living food, okay, it's got the same bacteria in it that are in your gut. Okay, so you see these ads for probiotics, and they say, well, we've got so many billion bacteria in these little tablets. Well, sauerkraut has these same bacteria in it, and that is what helps to preserve the food. It's actually a probiotic living food. It's super nutritious, and as long as your utensils are clean, you know, you can keep eating it over a period of weeks or however long and just take what you need and then put the rest back.
So
you
don't need to put it in jars?
What was that, sorry? You don't have to put it in jars. I suppose you could if you wanted to, but it's not absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I think I'd like to put it in jars. And
you can do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can do it that way.
Clean canning jars.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You can put it that way. But you just, once again, sterilize the jars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, using the same method that I said before. But you just cool them down and get a clean serving ladle and ladle it into the jars, put the lid on, and then put them in the cupboard.
You know, we're talking about bacteria. And I asked Dr. Sheely, I have a bunch of large dogs, and I said, you know, one of them slobbers in the dog bowl. And I asked him if I could take that slobbery water, you know, I keep changing it many, many times a day, if I could take that water and water potted plants like that are for food with that, and would that bacteria, that beneficial bacteria, help break down the soil? And he said, absolutely. So what I do is I take the dog's water bowl and empty it into, like, the garden or wherever we're growing food. And it seems to be working. So you're talking about beneficial bacteria. So I didn't want to gross anybody out, but I just want to share that it works. Okay. Yeah. What about
saliva? Is absolutely remarkable stuff. Yeah. it really is. We have a number of dogs here. I breed border collies.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an idea to be able to breed a miniaturized sheepdog for people on small holdings.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sheepdogs that you have, which are the normal standard size sheepdog, they're big, they eat a lot. If you've only got like 10 or 20 sheep or goats or just a few cattle or whatever, I mean, you probably would need a full-size sheepdog if you were going to round up cattle.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you've only got 10 or 20, you know, sheep or goats or whatever, and you're only moving them once a week, you know, that's not much work for just one or two sheepdogs.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a smaller dog, if it's like only like 12 inches or less at the shoulder, then it could double as a lap dog. And you could have it actually as a house pet. Well, that's what I aim. But dog saliva is remarkable stuff. It's so, you know, the Scottish people would often get the dogs to lick their wounds and they would actually heal.
There you go. Gwyneth Isaacs with us. Gwyneth, when we come back, please share your website with us.
Okay, thank you.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late.
800-328-1860. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
when you go to the heat,
you're
gonna slip off
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, some may call this a pre-election gun and ammo sale. It's October 22 and 23, Kansas City, Missouri. That's the RK Gun Show. October 22 and 23, and some people think that should she be selected, gun prices are going to go up. So you might want to consider topping off your ammunition and supplies and accessories, and maybe even purchase a gun. Gwyneth Isaacs, how do we get to your website or your Facebook page?
Okay, my Facebook page is www.facebook.com /Aussie Common Law, AUSSIECOMMONLAW. And that is the Common Law Education and Resource Center. And that's where I do a lot of my common law work. But I'll tell you how I managed to get into that, okay? And that was a number of years ago, I used to live in Geraldton in Western Australia because that is where my whole family is from. The first members of my family arrived in Geraldton in around about 1926. So we had had, we'd been there for a long time and we had, you know, bred up. And if you go to Geraldton today, we need to hire the Veterans Association Hall, which is called the RSL, Returned Services League Hall, if we need to have a family get together, because there will be several hundred people show up. And Geraldton, in a lot of ways, is a lovely town, okay? But just lately, it's really started to have some problems. And, the local police are absolutely, totally corrupt. That, I would say, is probably about... Well, three quarters of the problem, and the other quarter of the problem would be the local municipalities, which is also totally corrupt, and apparently just about to go broke. I have my son has just arrived back from Geraldton after spending around about the last 9 months or so there, and the report that he's brought back with him is not good. Apparently, a very high proportion of the young people who live in Geraldton actually have syphilis because there were a pair of pedophiles who were living in Geraldton, a man and a woman, and they were abducting children, doing whatever they do to them, and then letting them go home. And so they were, instead of, you know, catching them and, you know, killing them, they would catch them, molest them, and then release them. And this pair of pedophiles had syphilis. And at the time, when we were living in Geraldton, these pedophiles were stalking my sons. And I tried contacting the police numerous times, and they did absolutely nothing. And finally, in desperation, I made two YouTube videos about these pedophiles. And, oh, that got the police's attention, all right. They came and arrested me for making these YouTube videos, naming and shaming and requesting that the police go and arrest these two. Because they lived 200 metres from our house, and I was a stay-at-home mum. I had a vegetable garden and I had a goat pen in the suburbs of Geraldton, and a chicken pen and a pigeon pen, and I would spend my days in my backyard looking after my animals and looking after my vegetables. And I would hear the screams of the children as things were happening to them, and it would be about between two and three children a day, and that's what the result of that is now. You've got a whole generation of children around about my son's age, so between 12 and 18 years old, and a high proportion of them have syphilis. And you know, Vincent, that dooms a town. These kids have no future. Syphilis is only treatable if you get the antibiotics quickly. Otherwise, the infective, whatever it is, goes into the spinal fluid and it goes into the bones, once it gets to that stage, it cannot be treated with antibiotics. And it, over a period of, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, it leads to insanity and then death. It dooms a town when you have that many young people in the town with a disease like syphilis. The whole thing could have been prevented if the police had gone and arrested this pair. They knew who they were, they knew where they were, they knew what they were doing, and they did absolutely nothing. And you know what? My son's uncle, he lives in one of the poorer areas of Geraldton. And if you are, you know, walking around the streets, you can absolutely just smell the hemp farms in the backyards. That's the only economy that people can, you know, organize themselves with is growing hooch in their backyards. And the backyards that don't stink of hemp, a lot of them stink of meth labs. So they're growing hemp, they're growing meth. They're brewing meth in their backyards. And, you know, it's just so sad to see. It really is. Because right next to this, you have an absolute millionaire's alley of, marina, expensive yachts, high-class restaurants, luxury apartments, gated communities, and it's complete, absolute poverty and desperation on the one hand, and just complete, you know, five-star luxury. And then you've got another third area of wannabes, okay, which was the former high-class suburb of Geraldton, which was called Tarcoola, okay, and Point Moore, which was the former high-class area of Geraldton. And it's, you know, I would say it's stepped down a rung or two, but it's where people, go when they, I would say middle class. But Tarcoola and Point Moore, like Tarcoola is quite literally only probably about 500 metres from Rangeway Utacara, which is where you get the meth labs, which is where you get the, the hemp farms, which is where you get the riots on the streets, you know, a certain proportion of nights of the week. And it's terrible to see.
Are you saying that the drugs and the sexually transmitted disease are the ruination of Geraldton?
Well, yeah, but ultimately they both go back to police corruption. Because, you know, the syphilis epidemic was initially spread by one pair of pedophiles. One pair. And the whole thing was just swept under the carpet for years. And the police could have stopped it. They knew, the police knew in Geraldton that this pair were infested with syphilis. They knew that they were going around molesting kids left and right. And they did absolutely nothing. And it's just absolutely disgusting. And this is how, this is what a serious problem police corruption is. And this is, you know, the fact that when I was arrested for making these YouTube videos about this pair of pedophiles, by the way, if anything happens to me, friends of mine have the names of these pedophiles, and they will be named and shamed on air. Okay.
Yeah, make sure they call me.
Yeah, I will. Well, I'll tell them to call you if anything happens to me. Because there was a woman who lived at a place, what was it, Port Denison, I think. I'm not sure of the name of the place, actually, but it could have been Jurien Bay, it could have been Port Denison, but a holiday sort of fishing village, probably about 80 kilometres south of Geraldton. And this woman, it's really very sad what happened to her. Her name was Heather Glendinning, G-L-E-N-D-I-N-N-I-N-G, and she had two children. And she had a really, really nasty boyfriend. And, you know, his friends, it's not even certain today what happened. But what the police found was her and her two children in their holiday home that they lived in permanently, and they all had their throats cut. And there was blood everywhere, and the police in Geraldton said that she had killed her children and killed herself, and it was not true. And a friend of mine, Wayne Glue, knows the full story.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us. Gwyneth, I posted a link to your Facebook page on page number one of USAPrepares.com. So, class, if you'd like to get to Gwyneth's Facebook page about common law, just go to USAPrepares.com. It'll take you right there, and then you can bookmark her Facebook page. Gwyneth, as a parent, you know, I see red just thinking about this. And I don't want to say exactly what I would do. However, I don't think it'd be pleasant for anybody involved if any of this happened to any of our children. So my question is, why haven't the parents meted out justice in their own way to these pedophiles, these perverts?
But I don't have guns. As far as
you take, ten people. Yeah, take 10 people and just go visit them.
Well, okay. if they don't have guns, the police will actually arrest them because the police have guns and the locals don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, class. That's why you need to make sure you can protect.
Must not give up your guns. Okay? Anyone who has firearms here, you know, you've got to have a really good reason. And even if you do have a gun and you go around there and you mete out justice, it's going to be blamed on you. And you are going to be dragged through the mud. And you're going to have an absolute dickens of a time. I mean, they arrested me and made my life hell for simply posting a YouTube video exposing these two. Two YouTube videos exposing these two. Okay.
What were they? Were they pillars of the community? I mean, what was with these two people that made them so significant? I mean, were they in government?
From what I gather, the woman, because it was actually a woman and a man, the woman was actually related to a former state premier. State governor. Okay, but we don't call them state governors here, we call them state premiers. So, because she was the third cousin of the son of a former premier, that was the reason why she had developed a certain Teflon coating. And because this son of this premier had his own skeletons in the closet as well, it would have blown the whole thing wide open.
Well, there's this thought in the United States that if Hillary is selected against our will, justice will be meted out all across the country. And people who have been causing us harm will be selected for special treatment by the villagers. I mean, I keep hearing that. I'm not looking forward to that. But I keep hearing everywhere I go now, people are livid. They're absolutely furious. I saw a woman traveling in her Cadillac sport utility vehicle, and she had a Hillary sign on it. And I thought, I can't believe it. This car has not been bludgeoned with a sledgehammer. How is that possible that this woman's riding through, you know, our area here with this offensive Hillary sign?
Yeah, it's Hillary.
In class. Class, make no mistake. Anyone who supports Hillary is anyone who supports Hillary is an enemy of the villagers. Anyone who supports Hillary is an enemy of ours. They want to steal from us. They want to confiscate our weapons. They want to totally dominate, control, and oppress us. And it's unacceptable. So they are. People who support her are our enemies. I make no mistake about it. No one who supports Hillary is welcome on our farm. No one. Gwyneth, we didn't talk about pickling eggs and fatted eggs. And, oh boy, we'll have to do that next time.
Yeah, I think it's the end of the hour. I'm sorry I didn't manage to get to the eggs, but I thought the Geraldton situation as a case study was more important.
Yep.
You know,
very good.
This is why police corruption is such a bad thing. It destroys communities. Yep. It really does.
And I keep hearing that there are so many good cops. Okay, all right. Just
why don't they
show us, show us
bad
one.
One?
Show us one. Right, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
Gwyneth, thank you. Yes. Thank you so much for being with us.
Okay.
Class. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance alliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.